Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the Internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here is the title of the story, An Assessment of the Accelerating Timeline for You Will Own Nothing, by Patrick Wood, published on May 21, 2026. I am an economist, first and foremost. I'm going to give you a sobering look at the progression of technocracy and what to expect in the future. Take it for what it is. I have been following the global elite and technocracy for over 48 years, and since my first book with Anthony Sutton, Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, I have never pulled any punches and never watered anything down. I have been warning for 12 years that the endgame was upon us. I gave you the receipts for my thinking. Time is running out, soon. My epic new book, The New Economics of Technocracy, You Will Own Nothing, laid bare the structure, architecture, and strategy being used to dominate the world. My earlier book, co-authored with Courtney Turner, was released in November 2025, The Final Betrayal, How Technocracy Destroyed America. If you don't read these books, I can't help you. There will be no discussion. For those of you who have read these books already, you should tear into this essay with determined resolution to get to the bottom of it. To the rest of America who have fought me tooth and nail for decades, from the left and right, you know who you are, I have only one final thing to say to you. I told you so, and I was right. Patrick Wood, Editor. When Klaus Schwab declared at the 2016 World Economic Forum that you will own nothing and be happy, most observers treated it as aspirational futurism. A decade later, the architecture to deliver the first half of that sentence is being built in front of us, and it is being built faster than nearly anyone outside the industry has acknowledged. I have been documenting technocracy for almost 20 years. The pattern is always the same. The technocrats describe the future they intend to build. Critics dismiss the description as paranoia. The future arrives on schedule. Then a new generation is told the new arrangement was inevitable. What is different this time is the speed, and the speed is itself accelerating. I want to lay out a defensible timeline for May 2026 with the full understanding that it will look different in 6 months. That is not a hedge. It is a feature of the moment we are in. The compressors are themselves compressing. The original estimates were too conservative. Industry analysts have been forecasting tokenization timelines using growth rate models built for human-paced engineering and human-paced legislation. Boston Consulting Group projected $16 trillion in tokenized assets by 2030. McKinsey echoed similar figures. The World Economic Forum suggested 10% of global GDP would move on tokenized rails by 2027. These numbers were defensible 18 months ago. They are no longer defensible today. Six forces have entered the picture that none of those models accounted for. Each one shortens the timeline. Stacked together, they multiply. The first is artificial intelligence and its compounding doubling curve. The second is regulatory capture by the technocratic class. The third is the build-out of more than 5,000 AI data centers as the physical substrate. The fourth is the Pax Silica Declaration, binding signatory nations to American AI infrastructure. The fifth is the federal wrapper strategy for routing around state property law. The sixth is the Bank for International Settlements as the global alignment mechanism for tokenized monetary infrastructure. Three of those compressors I had previously misclassified as immovable constraints. They are not. They are accelerants. The AI acceleration, METR, an AI evaluation organization, has been measuring how long a task an AI model can reliably complete. The doubling time used to be 7 months. It is now closer to 4. On software engineering benchmarks, the doubling time is under 3 months. This matters because tokenization is, at its technical core, a software engineering problem. Smart contracts must be written, audited, integrated with custody systems, reconciled with off-chain registries, connected to oracles, hardened against exploits. Compliance logic must be embedded. Every one of those tasks is being accelerated by AI tooling that did not exist 2 years ago. The TON ecosystem is already shipping AI-assisted smart contract toolchains. Base has launched dozens of agentic AI projects executing on tokenized assets. Broadridge surveyed 900 financial services technology leaders in February 2026, and the headline conclusion was unambiguous. Gen AI delivering now, tokenization is next. The build phase that should have taken a decade is being completed in 3 to 4 years. The technocratic capture. The second compressor is what Harvard's Sabeel Rahman has called the technocratic impulse, the regulatory posture in which legislators defer rule drafting to the very industry they are meant to oversee. Members of Congress cannot read smart contract code. They do not understand zero knowledge proofs. They cannot evaluate consensus mechanisms. Representative Ro Khanna stated the problem out loud. Congress does not have the knowledge base. Industry is happy to provide the missing knowledge and the missing legislative text. Big Tech alone deployed $1.1 billion in political spending through 2025 to shape AI rules and preempt state regulation. The crypto industry deployed comparable sums to pass the Genius Act and move the Clarity Act through the House. The pattern is visible in the regulatory record. The Genius Act was drafted in close consultation with stablecoin issuers themselves. The SEC's January 2026 statement that tokenized securities may or may not carry shareholder rights was language requested by tokenization platforms. The Department of Labor's Asset Neutral Safe Harbor of March 30, 2026 uses verbatim phrasing from industry comment letters. Chair Atkins's Project Crypto Framework cites industry-developed standards like ERC 3643 as the regulatory model. The December 2025 AI preemption executive order was prepared with substantial industry coordination. This is not bribery. It is something subtler. The legislators are being handed pre-built solutions to problems they cannot independently evaluate. They sign because they have nothing else to sign. This is what regulatory capture looks like when the captured do not realize they have been captured. The 5,000 data centers. The reader might ask why this is happening now. The answer is partly political, but it is also physical. The United States is in the middle of a build-out of AI data center capacity, unlike anything in industrial history. Estimates put the global figure at well over 5,000 operational and announced data centers, with the United States hosting more than half of large-scale capacity. These facilities are not just running language models. They are the physical substrate on which the tokenized economy will execute. Every tokenized stock trade requires compute. Every smart contract execution requires compute. Every Oracle update, every compliance check, every identity verification, every agentic AI transaction on a tokenized rail requires compute. The data center build-out is the engine room of the architecture. It is being financed by sovereign wealth capital from the UAE and Saudi Arabia by Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, Oracle, and the new entrants, Stargate, CoreWeave, and the rest. This is the part Schwab's quote glossed over. You will own nothing requires somewhere for the not owning to happen. The data centers are that somewhere. Pax Silica and the treaty workaround. I previously assumed cross-border legal recognition of tokenized assets would set a hard floor on the timeline because treaty cycles run 5 to 15 years. That assumption is already obsolete. The Pax Silica Declaration binds signatory nations to American AI infrastructure as the operating substrate for their digital economies. Once a country is inside that arrangement, It inherits the technical standards, identity systems, compliance hooks, and settlement rails that come with it. That is not a treaty in the traditional sense. It is soft annexation through infrastructure dependency. Legal recognition follows the wire. Then there is World Liberty Financial. The WLF deal with Pakistan for cross-border payments was not on most analyst maps a year ago. It is now operational. WLF is positioning one U.S. dollar as an upgrade to the dollar itself, deployed through bilateral arrangements with friendly jurisdictions. A stablecoin issued by a politically connected American entity is being used to settle cross-border flows in a sovereign state of 240 million people. This is a treaty substitute executed at the speed of a smart contract. Paxilica plus WLF plus one U.S. dollar means the cross-border problem is being solved through bilateral infrastructure deals and dollar-aligned tokenized settlement, not through The Hague or the UN. The treaty cycle of 5 to 15 years collapses to whatever the bilateral signing schedule is, the federal wrapper around state property law. I also previously assumed that state-by-state title statutes would slow the tokenization of sovereign property because state law moves slowly, and there are 50 of them. That was the wrong frame. The architects do not need to replace every state's title system. They need a federal wrapper that leaves state title systems formally in place while allowing tokenized representations to function as the operative instruments for transfer, financing, securitization, and beneficial interest trading. This is the same legal trick used for mortgage-backed securities under MERS. The deed stays where it is. The economic interest moves through a parallel federal layer that the underlying state recording offices treat as authoritative. State recording becomes ceremonial. Federal tokenization becomes operational. A federal wrapper of this kind requires one act of Congress, not 50 acts of state legislatures. With Clarity Act-style preemption already in motion and the precedent of the AI preemption executive order of December 2025, the wrapper can be deployed in a single legislative cycle. That bottleneck is essentially removed. The BIS whip. The third constraint I had wrongly classified as a floor was the alignment of 195 jurisdictions on tokenized monetary infrastructure. That is not a 195 decision problem. It is a Bank for International Settlements problem. The BIS sits above the central banks. Through Project Agora, Project Enbridge, the Innovation Hub Network, and the Unified Ledger Initiative, it has been pre-positioning the technical and governance scaffolding for tokenized monetary alignment for years. Member central banks are already conforming their domestic CBDC and tokenized deposit work to BIS published standards. When the BIS decides the architecture is ready, it does not need 195 separate political decisions. It needs roughly two dozen central bank governors at the table in Basel agreeing to a coordinated launch, after which the remaining jurisdictions align by default through correspondent banking dependency, IMF conditionality, and SWIFT successor rail compatibility. That is the whip. The Basel Capital Accords were imposed on the global banking system through exactly this mechanism. There was no global vote. There was a BIS framework, and compliance followed. The 195 jurisdiction floor exists only as long as the BIS chooses not to crack the whip. Once it does, alignment compresses from decades to roughly the implementation window of a single coordinated rollout. Call it 18 to 36 months. The rolling process. Now to the question that matters most. When does this hit ordinary people? The answer is not a date. It is a sequence. Nobody wakes up on a Tuesday in 2030 and discovers all their assets are gone. The architecture is being designed so that the losses arrive in waves. Different victims, different asset classes, different legal vehicles, different demographics. The first wave is already underway. retail crypto users buying offshore tokenized stocks, X stocks, Robinhood EU, Kraken's tokenized U.S. equities, are the first generation to discover that what looks like a stock token may carry no shareholder rights, no dividend pass-through guarantee, and no recourse if the platform fails. The next wave is stablecoin holders facing Genius Act compliance triggers, whitelisted only redemption, freeze authorities, and the discovery that a dollar token is not a dollar. USD1 and the DAOLF rollout will accelerate this wave. After that come the U.S. retail buyers of third-party wrapped tokenized stocks under the SEC's innovation exemption. Synthetic exposure without entitlements. The price tracks. The rights do not. Then come the 401k participants, roughly 70 million Americans, whose target date defaults, will quietly absorb tokenized private equity, tokenized credit, and crypto under the DOL's new safe harbor. They will not be asked. They will not be told. The illiquidity and valuation losses will surface only in the next downturn. Then pension beneficiaries. Then self-directed IRA holders. Then fractional real estate token buyers who discover they own LLC interests, not deeds. Then conventional shareholders of Russell 1000 stocks, whose governance gets diluted by third-party wrappers, then physical property owners under the federal wrapper, whose state-recorded deeds become ceremonial, then cash users as CBDCs, and tokenized deposits become the dominant settlement layer. That is a 10-wave sequence running across roughly a decade, but with the first six waves now compressed into the next 4 to 5 years. Each wave's victims look different from the last. That is the point. No common identity forms. No political coalition forms. No reversal happens. The revised timeline, as of May 2026. Putting the six compressors together, with the three former floors now reclassified as accelerants, gives a defensible answer for the present moment. The original analyst estimates of 2038 to 2042 for 80% global asset tokenization are obsolete by every measure I can identify. They were drawn before the AI doubling data, before the technocratic capture cycle of 2025 to 2026, before the data center build-out reached its current pace, before Pax Silica was operational, before WLF and USD1, and before the federal wrapper strategy was visible. My previous revision placed the saturation window at 2030 to 2033 with an aggressive case of 2029 to 2031. That estimate is now also too conservative. The defensible, May 2026 timeline, mid-case, 80% global asset tokenization, by 2029 to 2032, aggressive convergence case, 2028 to 2030, architecture load bearing across all asset classes, 2027 to 2028, first six waves of dispossession substantially completed, 2027 to 2030, full 10-wave sequence, completed by 2032 to 2034. That is the picture from where we sit today. My honest expectation is that this estimate will move forward by another 6 to 9 months when I revisit it in late 2026. The compressors are themselves compressing. AI doubling pulls forward the technical build-out, which pulls forward the regulatory permissions, which pulls forward the next set of bilateral infrastructure deals, which pulls forward the BIS readiness window. Each loop tightens the next. I am writing this with the explicit caveat that any reader looking back from November 2026 should expect to find the dates have moved earlier, not later. Why, it will be brutal. The brutality is not in any single wave. The brutality is in the cumulative effect. News emerged in January 2026 that all NYSE listed stocks will be tokenized. By April, the platform was unveiled. We now know it will be launched by year end. Formerly, such an operation would have taken years to cut through regulations, deliberation, and testing. Not so with technocrats driving the process. A retail trader loses on a tokenized stock platform in 2026. A worker discovers their target date fund underperformed because of illiquid alts they did not choose in 2027. A pensioner watches benefits cut as necessary recalibration in 2028. A small landlord finds their LLC token diluted by sponsor amendment in 2029. A homeowner finds their deed has become ceremonial under a federal wrapper in 2030. An elderly cash user finds their preferred medium quietly unusable in 2032. Each of these is dismissible in isolation. The aggregate is the most thorough redefinition of property in American history. The technocrats know this. They have always known it. Wyoming's Select Committee on Blockchain spelled out the destination in 2020. Once tokens are recognized as title, tokens replace physical title. That is not a metaphor. That is the statutory roadmap. Industry voices are equally candid. A January 2026 LinkedIn analysis titled "The Programmable Square Foot" declared, "Static ownership is fading. Programmable value is taking over." State Street describes tokenization as a process that redefines ownership. Better Markets warns of shadow stocks that look like the real thing but lack the legal substance. Programmable redefined. Shadow. These are the words of the people building it. They are not hiding what they are doing. They are simply describing it in a register that most of the public cannot decode. Where this leaves the reader. I am not writing this to alarm anyone. I am writing it because the timeline has changed and the public discussion has not caught up, and because the timeline will change again before this essay is 6 months old. The legal permission to dispossess is being passed faster than the technical capacity to execute, and both are being passed faster than the public capacity to understand what was done. Four things follow from this. First, the window for political resistance is now measured in months, not years. The compression of the legislative cycle means the architecture will be substantially load-bearing by 2027 to 2028. After that point, undoing it requires a future Congress to take affirmative action against an entrenched industry, a foreign infrastructure dependency network, and a BIS-aligned monetary system. That is a far higher bar than the original passage. Second, the rolling nature of the dispossession means waiting for a defining event is fatal. There will be no single crisis. There will be a sequence of small ones, each affecting a different population, each dismissed as an edge case until the aggregate is irreversible. Third, the convergence of AI, technocratic capture, data center build-out, Pax Silica, the federal wrapper, and BIS alignment is the actual story. No single one of those is enough on its own. Together, they are a regime change in what property means and who controls it. Fourth, the timeline itself is a moving target. Anyone who assumes the dates I have given here will hold for 2 years is reading the same map the analysts read in 2024. And that map is now wrong by a decade. I have called this technocracy for almost two decades because that is what it is. The 1930s technocrats believed engineers should run the economy because politicians were incompetent to manage industrial complexity. The 2026 technocrats believe blockchain architects, AI engineers, and tokenization specialists should design the rules of property and finance because politicians are incompetent to manage digital complexity. The difference is that today's technocrats do not need to seize power. They are invited in by legislators looking for someone to write the technical bits of the bill. That is the pattern. That is the timeline. That is why the thesis of you will own nothing is no longer a 2030s problem. It is a now problem with a 2028 to 2030 endpoint, rolling forward one wave at a time. The question is whether enough readers will see all 10 waves as a single pattern before the fourth wave normalizes the technology beyond recovery. That is the contribution this work has to make. I will revisit this timeline in 6 months. I expect the dates will have moved earlier. References: Boston Consulting Group and ADDX. Asset tokenization to grow into $16 trillion U.S. dollars opportunity by 2030. Ledger Insights, September 11, 2022. Roni Dahan. Global adoption of tokenization, where institutions are leading. LinkedIn, September 23, 2025. World Economic Forum. Tokenized World, the future of the economy in 2030. BBVA, May 5, 2026. METR, Measuring AI Ability to Complete Long Tasks, March 19, 2025. METR, Task Completion Time Horizons of Frontier AI Models, May 7, 2026. Archive Preprint, Measuring AI Ability to Complete Long Tasks, 2500, 3.14499v2. AI Digest, A New Moore's Law for AI Agents, April 8, 2025. Blockchain X Tech, How AI is Accelerating Web3 Development and Automation, LinkedIn, November 16, 2025. Crypto Briefing, Ton's New AI Ready Toolchain Accelerates Smart Contract Development, May 12, 2026. Bing AX, Top AI Agent Projects and Base Ecosystem, 2026, February 12, 2026. Broadridge, Gen AI Delivering Now, Tokenization is Next, PR Newswire, February 24, 2026. K. Sabil Rahman, Envisioning the Regulatory State, Technocracy, Democracy, and Institutional Experimentation, Harvard Journal on Legislation. Public Citizen, $1.1 billion in big tech political spending, fuels attacks on state AI laws, November 20, 2025. Wikipedia, Regulatory Capture. Forbes, Zenon Capron, America is about to have two stock markets for the same company, May 19, 2026. Better Markets, The SEC's embrace of tokenization must prioritize investor protection, March 23, 2026. SEC Statement on Tokenized Securities, January 28, 2026. U.S. Department of Labor, Proposed Rule, Fiduciary Duties in Selecting Designated Investment Alternatives, Federal Register Document 2026-6178, March 31, 2026. U.S. Department of Labor /EBSA Press Release, March 29, 2026. Latham and Watkins, DOL Proposes New ERISA Safe Harbor for Alternative Investments in Retirement Plans, March 30, 2026. Ogletree Deacons, DOL Unveils Proposed Rule to Remove Restrictions on Alternative Investments, March 29, 2026. Executive Order 14,330, Democratizing Access to Alternative Assets for 401k Investors, August 7th, 2025. Cleary Gottlieb, 2026, Digital Assets Regulatory Update, A Landmark 2025, January 14, 2026. Fireblocks, 5 Key Digital Asset Policy Changes in 2025 and What to Expect in 2026, December 16, 2025. Latham and Watkins, U.S. Crypto Tracker, Legislative Developments, America's Credit Unions, Genius, Stable, and Clarity, Acts and State Laws, June 23, 2025, Morgan Stanley, The Genius of Greater Clarity on Stablecoin, July 17, 2025, McGuire, Woods Consulting, Executive Order Targets State AI Regulation Through Federal Preemption, January 19, 2026, Buchanan, Ingersoll & Rooney, New Executive Order Signals Federal Preemption Strategy for State Laws on Artificial Intelligence, January 6, 2026. Holland & Knight, What to Watch as White House Moves to Federalize AI Regulation, December 14, 2025. Pillsbury, Real Estate Tokenization, Recent Developments in New Jersey and Dubai, July 15, 2025. Wyoming Select Committee on Blockchain, Real Estate Tokenization, May 19, 2020. Science Direct, Is the Tokenization of Property the Next Step in the Financialization of Housing? 2026. Lobusto, The Programmable Square Foot, Real Estate. Tokenization and the $2 Trillion Opportunity, LinkedIn, January 23, 2026. Binarix, BlackRock's four-stage tokenization plan explained, February 27, 2025. State Street, Digital Asset Regulation Accelerates in 2026, March 2026. Atlantic Council, Central Bank Digital Currency, Tracker, May 13, 2026. Financial Stability Board, The Financial Stability Implications of Tokenization, October 21, 2024. World Bank WD4D, Tokenization. Canton Network, State of R, WA Tokenization, 2026 Report, December 16, 2025. World Economic Forum, What to Expect for Digital Assets in 2026, January 12, 2026. Frontiers in Blockchain, Tokenization and the Reshaping of Traditional Finance, February 11, 2026. SNS Insider, Asset Tokenization Market Size, Share and Growth Report, 2035, September 22, 2025. Pointsville, Global RW, A Tokenization Industry, Market Analysis and Forecast, August 19, 2024. Representative Ro Khanna Statement on AI Regulation, July 13, 2023. Bank for International Settlements, Project Agora, Project MBridge and Unified Ledger Initiative Materials. World Liberty Financial / $1 US Pakistan Cross-Border Payments, Deal Coverage, 2026. Pax Silica Declaration, Signatory Framework Documents, 2025 to 2026. MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Federal Wrapper Precedent for State Title Law. Bricken, How to Tokenize Real Estate, A Step-by-Step Guide, February 19, 2026. Please share this article and audio file.